from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump is to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping early Thursday, a meeting in which Trump has said he intends to press Xi to push North Korea to abandon its nuclear program. Trump arrived in Beijing Wednesday, his first visit as president to China, North Korea's closest ally. Trump is expected to call on China to expel North Korean workers from the country and otherwise eliminate some of its other dealings with the North. The talks between Trump and Xi will also deal with trade, a touchy subject, since Trump has long complained about the trade deficit between China and the United States. Yet the Trump administration is showcasing several business deals signed during the China trip, including a deal for China's biggest online retailer to buy $1.2 billion worth of American pork and beef. Trump is also to meet Thursday with a Chinese premier, whose position is similar to that of a prime minister. The Navy will conduct a joint exercise with three aircraft carriers in the Western Pacific for the first time in a decade. The USS Ronald Reagan, the USS Nimitz, and the USS Theodore Roosevelt strike groups will conduct air defense drills, sea surveillance, replenishments at sea, and other training in international waters from November 11th through the 14th. In a statement, the U.S. Pacific Fleet Commander Admiral Scott Swift called it a rare opportunity to train with two aircraft carriers together, and even rarer to be able to train with three. This exercise in the Western Pacific is a strong testament to the U.S. Pacific Fleet's unique ability and continued security and stability. This is VOA News.